Proverbs chapter 3 verses 5 hanggang 8. Sabi po dito, trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him and He will make straight your paths. Be not wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and turn away from evil. It will be healing to your flesh and refreshment to your bones. Ito pong passage na ito exhorts us to trust in the Lord with all our being, with all our hearts, and to not lean on our own ways. Kapag tayo po ay nagre-rely completely sa Panginoon, we will not lean on our own intellect or sense of right and wrong. Yes, God's ways are always incomprehensible, yet He is trustworthy. All the wisdom a person may acquire can never replace the need for full trust in God's superior and sovereign ways. And so I pray that as we proceed dito po sa class na ito for the next 7 weeks, we would learn to trust God in our decision making and learn to trust His will in our lives. And to that end, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank You for Jesus Christ, who is both the power of God and the wisdom of God. We praise You that because of Christ, we who lack wisdom can freely ask of You, for You give generously to all without reproach. And so, Father, we ask now that You, by Your Holy Spirit, would give us eyes that see, ears that hear, hearts that long to keep Your word, as we will be instructed tonight. Help us make wise decisions that lead us closer to Your path of life. Give us the strength and courage to persevere when times are difficult. Lead us with Your love and truth, so that we may live a life that brings glory to Your name. Thank You for Your guidance and wisdom. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Maraming salamat, Pastor Aaron. Well, good evening, everyone. As Pastor Aaron mentioned, welcome sa equipping class natin. We have entitled it Decision Making, Knowing God's Will and Personal Decision Making. And I am Pastor Alvin, serving as one of the elders ng Crossroads. As mentioned din kanina, this is a 7-week long study series where we will be looking at the Bible and how we will be making decisions. So, we make decisions every minute of every day, hindi po ba? Decisions. Kung anong susuotin nating damit, kung anong kakainin natin, kung saan tayo kakain, anong hindi kakainin, saan kalsada tayo dadaan, papunta sa trabaho, saan mamamasyal sa weekend, and so many decisions. So many decisions. Maring nandito ka ngayon and you are even deciding kung pupunta nga ba ako sa class na ito tonight. But thank you. At nag-decide kayo na makasama namin ngayong gabi. So, we make decisions. So, yung mga nabanggit ko kanina are trivial things. I remember when we were planting Crossroads. Isa sa mga ginagawa ko is to raise funds in order to supply yung needs ng ating iglesia and para sa aming family o mag-asawa. So, part ng ni-raise po natin is magkaroon kami ng sasakyan. And as we are praying and looking for that vehicle, ang prefer ko kasi is yung minivan na ang pangalan ay Odyssey. Yun talaga yung nanap ko. Now, for 2 reasons kung bakit po yun ang gusto ko. Partly ay sentimental, partly po ay ministry practicality. So, dun muna tayo sa sentimental. Okay? Kasi sa Redeemer, ang dinadrive ng sasakyan is yung Odyssey. Actually, hindi ko madi-divorce yung practical at saka sentimental because through that van ng Odyssey, ng church, ng Redeemer, we were able to serve people. We were able to shuttle people even to the point of shuttling a lot of people from a big fire sa nangyari sa Deira. So maraming memories. And when pumasok sa isip ko, magkakaroon ako ng sasakyan ito kasi for ministry purpose. And again, I remember yung time na ginamit ang Panginoon yon. Now, come time na bibili kami, we prayed, we found it. Sama namin ang mga Mortolas na yon, time na yon, very excited. And nung binili namin yung sasakyan na yon, biglang naging anxious ako. I become very anxious upon purchasing it, no? Kaya ba namin ito monthly? Hindi ba ito sirain? Magiging mabigat ba ito sa maintenance? And all of a sudden, naging anxious decision maker ako. So may mga partly palang nagre-regret pa ako. I wonder, ilan sa inyo nakaka-relate sa akin sa ganitong klaseng experience? We agonize over decisions that we have made. After doing that long research, viewing whatever that is in social media, talking to several people, praying even, seeking counsel, at yung time that you have mustered up of all of those boldness, you pull the trigger. Gagawin ko na. And then right after that decision making, you start to agonize about yung decision nagawa natin. We became anxious decision makers. Ano ba sinasabi sa Bible about being anxious? Well, Jesus has something to say about sa Luke chapter 12, verse 22. You can write that in your notes. I think meron kayong mga notepad from the hotel at pen. Kung wala po, you are, please raise your hand and may lalapit ko sa inyo para i-provide yung mga bagay na yun. I see that hand. Ay, di pala. I see that hand. Na, dito lang. Sabi ni Jesus, and he said to his disciples, therefore I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat, nor about your body, what you will put on. Now, I'm sure Jesus was not thinking about purchasing a minivan. Sinabi niyang, don't be anxious. But his message is clear, hindi ba sa passage na ito? Do not be anxious. Christian, maybe you're here tonight at ikaw ay nakaharap sa mas seryoso at mas mabigat na sitwasyon ngayong oras na ito na kinakailangan mong gumawa ng isang crucial decision. Isang desisyon na magiging game changer sa buhay mo. Isang desisyon na kung saan it will change the course of your life probably and your family's life. O marahil nandito ka sa class na ito at nakita niyong decisions that somehow created a desire for you to be here, maybe, just maybe, you're one of those people like me who had made so much wrong decisions that left scars in your hearts and have affected so many people who are close to us. And from there, we would say, never again. So I want to know. You're here probably tonight with so much regrets. Ang panalangin ko sa study sa series natin ito, mga kapatid, is that we would not only provide practical biblical truths about how God guide us in decision making, but hopefully that we would, every time we make a decision, it would lead us to worship our Heavenly Father. This class is more than just making good decisions, but being decision makers who please God by resting on His sovereign goodness. Hindi anxious decision maker, kagaya ng nabanggit ko kanina, who is constantly terrified every time nag-iisip gumawa ng desisyon or after gumawa ng desisyon. So, how do we get there, Pastor? Paano tayo makakarating doon sa point na we will be making godly decisions? Tonight, we will look at how God guides us. Pero sisimulan po na natin muna sa mga unbiblical ideas kung paano natin ginagawa ito, and then moving on towards the biblical idea in decision making. Then we will outline yung process on how we can make decisions. Okay? So, For those of you that know, I am using one of the materials na ginagamit ko po rito is from James Petty's book, Step by Step, Divine Guidance for Ordinary Christians, as one of the materials para sa ating ngayong gabi. If you want to purchase that book, I recommend Step by Step, Divine Guidance for Ordinary Christians by James Petty. Nagbigay siya ng tatlong theories on how God guides us. Three theories. Number one. Theory number one, discern God's plan. Kung ikaw, ito yung mga tatlong mga bagay na kung saan, again, I'm talking to Christians. Okay? If tayo ay darating sa punto nating buhay na tayo ay gagawa ng decision, we go to God, di ba? So these are three theories on how we go to God pagdating sa decision making. First of all, we discern God's plan. Ang sabi ng teoryang ito ay may secret at may detailed plan ng Panginoon sa bawat isa sa atin at ang trabaho natin is diskubrihin kung ano yung mga yun. Diskubrihin kung ano itong mga ito at paano gawin. I quote si James Petty, sabi niya, looking carefully into a combination of circumstances, spiritual promptings, inner voices, personal peace of mind, and the counsel of others. Sorry, hindi ko nailagay sa screen. Pero yun daw ang hinahanap ng isang tao na kung saan discerning kung ano yung kalooban ng Panginoon sa decision making. Now, nung binabasa natin ito, parang sa unang basa ay parang tama. O, tama yan. Circumstances, spiritual prompting, inner voices, peace of mind. Tama yan. Sa una, parang okay. Pero may problema po itong teorya na to. Okay? Lumalabas na parang ang ating Diyos ay isang malupit na Diyos na pinapakula niya sa atin kung ano yung mga kailangan nating gawin. So parang it's an endless game of trying to know kung ano ang kalooban ng Panginoon. Hindi po yun ang Diyos natin. Hindi siya naglagay ng mga sikreto, mga details sa buhay mo na kung saan na kailangan mong diskubrihin. And once na nahanap ko, ito ba yung Lord? Hindi. Although, may passage sa Jeremiah 29:29, that the secret things are of the Lord. Pero iba ko yung context na yan. We will talk more about that the coming weeks. Sorry, that's Deuteronomy 29:29. A friend of mine, nung ako ay bata, when I was a young person, was trying to make a crucial decision sa life niya. Siguro back then, we were around 16. At ito ang kanyang prayer request. Gusto ko makita ang God's will. Gusto ko makilala, Alvin, kung sino ang God's will sa aking buhay. So he was pertaining sa relationship. Girlfriend, hopefully maging asawa. And as he prays and prays and prays, sinabi niya, ganito gagawin ko, basta alam ko kung siya na. So paano mo alalaman kung siya na? Ganito lang, simple lang, matangkad. Mahaba ang buhok. Maputi, mabait, matalino. At para hindi ko ma-miss ang will ng Panginoon, may lunal sa bandang kanang pisngi. Yan ang God's will. At nakita niya. This is true story. Nakita niya. Pinilit niyang ligawan. At alam niyo ba kung ano nangyari? Basket. So, umasa siya sa mga certain signs and circumstances sa kanyang buhay para to seek God's will. Yun yung sinasabi ng punto na ito. So, and here's the funny part, sometimes ganito po tayo. Hindi po ba? We bank on our feelings, circumstances, and even promptings from the Holy Spirit, quote-unquote, na ito ang Panginoon. Feeling ko ito yun eh. Hindi iba tong kausap kong ito, hindi ako lolokohin ito. Sa tingin ko, ito na ang trabaho. Kasi mabait. Yun ang basihan, mabait. O baka naman din kasi, matagal ko na pinag-pray, sa tingin ko, ito na yun, sagot na ni Lord. Do you hear yourself sometimes na ganun? Sometimes ganito po tayo. I believe there is a danger sa area na yan in seeking God's will sa area na yan. Experiential, subjective, and walang basis. Kung hindi feelings. Pangalawang theory, guidance equals listening to God. Ah, medyo palapit to na okay ah. So, to know God's will, kailangan makinig ka sa Diyos. Praise God. This theory tells us that God directly communicates with us through a still, small voice in our hearts. Or even audible voice. Narinig ko si Lord. Kaya nalinaw ako sa panaginip ko. Or sometimes, visions. So in short, itong point na to is directly nagko-communicate ang Panginoon and revealing yung loob, kaloob niya sa Kanya. So ang question, since class ito, anong problema dito? Sige nga, anong problema dito? Anyone? Sige. Taas naman. Klase to eh. Anong problema rito? Narinig ko, nakita ko, parinig ko sa boses si Lord to eh. Yeah, bigyan ng mic yan. So, takot-takay sa pagod kayo. Naka-record yan.
Ako hindi si Lord yun.
At paano ko nasabi hindi si Lord? Kasi kaboses ni Lord. Kaboses ni Lord.
Yeah. Hindi naman po kasi talaga meron po kasi iba na ibang kagubulog.
Ah. So, alam mo kasi yung tunog ng boses ni Lord, hindi ba? Okay, that's good. That's good try. Sino pa? Anyone? Bakit delikado yun? Si Brother Bon. Ah, si Nanay. Inay.
Baka emosyon.
Sa sobrang bigat ng emosyon, may naririnig na. si Bona, no? Pastor James, pwede matulong na rin kay Pastor Erad.
Isang pastor. Ano? Maaaring nag-hallucinate na yun because of certain pressure sa buhay. So, we cannot rely on those.
Ah. Minsan, sa sobrang paniniwala natin, napapaniwala na natin ang sarili nating mga kasinungalingan marahil. Tama po. Ano, I think lahat tayo may doubt. Sino pa ba? May isa pa ba? Sino na sabi, okay yun, tama yun. Sige, Brother Mike.
Hindi po ako sumasama rin dito.
Ah, hindi ba? Sabi ko, sino sumasang ayos? Brother Mike eh. Kasi magtatanong na ako sa inyo, ano sabi sa akin ng Panginoon? Sige, Brother Mike.
Hindi po ako sumasama rin dito sa Old Testament before nangungusap ang Panginoon sa directly. Sa New Testament, hindi lang po eh. Kasi
ay siwala
tapos
ang salita ng mga praise God. Praise God. Salamat kapatid. Salamat sa mga sagot ninyo. Well, kagaya ng sinabi ni Brother Mike, surely, nangyari lahat ng mga karanasan na ito sa lumang tipan, lalo na sa lumang tipan. Of course, there are some evidences na may direct communication, especially through angels, kay Mary, so yan, kay Joseph through a dream, kay Paul through the roadway to Damascus, direct. So, ginagamit ng Panginoon ito. Pero since ginagamit ng Panginoon ito, should we expect this to be normal sa isang Christian? Yes or no? Yes? No? Hindi kayo sigurado. Kinakabahan ako. Yes! God can speak to us audibly. Kailangan mag-ingat tayo ron. God can speak to us audibly or lead us through an impression, through dreams. Pwedeng gawin ang Diyos yun. Pero this is not the way God normally guides His people through His Word. At higit sa lahat, God never instructed Christians to seek His guidance this way sa Bible. Hindi po. So kung hindi ito ang normal, anong normal? Then we go to the number third theory. Guidance equals wisdom. Wisdom. Ang normal way na God guides us sa decision making is by making us wise. By making us wise. Nagbibigay siya sa atin ng mga insights through His Word. Now every time you read and meditate God's Word, God speaks to us. Through the counsel of other people, through the preaching of the world, God speaks to His people through His Word. So question, na gusto ko tanungin nyo sa sarili nyo, huwag malakas, alin sa tatlong mga theories na ito ang nakagawian po natin kapag gumagawa tayo ng malalaking desisyon? And let that sit for a while. Is it discovering a secret, detailed will ng Panginoon sa ating buhay through circumstances? Eh kasi, hindi ko naman inaasahan dumating siya, pero dumating siya, ibig sabihin, ito na talaga ang will ni Lord. Or, sa pag-aantay ng pangungusap ng Panginoon sa pamamagitan ng panaginip, pangitain, o direct na pakikipag-usap ng Diyos sa atin audibly. Or, number three, which is mas aligned sa salita ng Diyos, ang pangatlong theory, which is guidance through the Word. Yung dalawang naunang theory would lead us to be anxious decision makers, actually. Because you're hoping on something out of subjective reasons. Now, restful decision making is the decision making of wisdom. Restful decision making is a decision making of wisdom. The normal way God guides Christians in decision making is through His Word. The normal way God guides Christians in decision making is through His Word. God equips, or yung Bible, God equips us with wisdom and knowledge from pamamagitan ng kanyang salita or written word so that we would know how we should live our lives daily, how we should be making decisions daily. Ang key passages to support this is tatlo, at least tatlo. I want you to write this down. Hebrews 1:1. Number 2, Hebrews 4:12. And number 3, Proverbs 2:1-6. Proverbs 2:1-6. Ang Hebrews 1 and 2 tells us how God speaks us today through His Son and through His Word. Yan ang sinasabi ng Hebrews 1 at saka ng Hebrews 4. Ang Proverbs chapter 2 naman teaches us that we're to seek after wisdom. Seek after wisdom. Mas maaaral na dito sa mga, in detail sa mga darating po na week ko, ano itsura po ng pag-aaral na yan. Sa ngayon, I want us to highlight that when we seek God's guidance, we should not expect His audible voice or a neon writing in the sky that says, this is God's will for you, o pangitain, or a burning bush, or a talking donkey. Okay? I have spoken to other brothers and sisters from different denominations and they believe na pwedeng mangusap ang Panginoon through animals sa ngayon. Kagaya ng donkey. In fact, God has guided His people sa mga ganitong klaseng kapamamaraanan as mentioned ni Brother Mike. Kung iloloob niya, He can guide His people in that way. He can. But God did not promise to guide His people that way. Does that make sense? Kasi hindi natin pwede sabihin, hindi na ginagawa ng Panginoon. Yeah, we have to be careful. Sino ba tayo to na ikakahon natin ng Diyos? Pero hindi ito yung promise way niya to guide us. In fact, hindi tinuturo sa Bible sa ating mga Christians to ask God to reveal us in full HD yung future natin. Hindi. Instead, we're told to seek after God in His Word to seek wisdom. That's how decision-making should normally look like sa isang Kristiyano. Seeking God's wisdom through His Word. Any questions bago po ako magpatuloy? Okay lang magtanong ako sa inyo. I see the fear in your eyes. Magpatuloy na lang tayo, second part. Okay. I've given us tonight the problems with the first two theories, di ba? May problema yung dalawang theory. Pero this time, bibigyan ko yung problem ng third theory. Ah, teka, may, akala ba okay yung third? Akala ba tama yung third? Yeah, pero may problema po yung third. Alamin natin po ano yung problema ng third. If biblical guidance essentially comes down to wisdom, kung ang biblical guidance natin ay nagmumula sa written word, taught to us, preached to us, meditated by us, then ang problema natin is indwelling sin. Very good. Kasalanan. O ang kasalanan na nanahan sa ating sarili. Sin colors all that we do and think. Maraming halimbawa sa Bible na nagpakita on how sin blinds God's people and prevents them from making wise decisions. Isang halimbawa dyan, I think, kilala nating story is si David. A wise king, a man after God's own heart, a mighty warrior, a person who loves the Lord. Ang problema po, bumagsak po siya sa tukso, bumigay siya sa tukso, at bumagsak sa kasalanan kay Bathsheba. As a result, he committed adultery and the same time, murder. Some theologians believe na lahat halos ng Ten Commandments, he disobeyed because of that sin. May kakilala akong youth pastor in my young pastoral years. Youth pastor din po ako noon. And I really admired itong youth pastor na ito. He is sound theologically. Even right now, I would say he is sound theologically. He is a good preacher. He is a man who I admired and I try to copy. So, this godly man was faithful until he entered a business. Itong business na ito, yung pagbenta ng mga scooter. Ewan ko, nabutan niya, usong-uso yung mga scooter sa Pilipinas dati. Ah, uso pa rin ba ngayon? So, uso yung mga scooter noon. So, na-offeran siya na kung gusto niya magbenta, and eventually, yung business nag-boom. So, pastor, at the same time, businessman. Wala namang problema ron. There are concerns doon, pero that in itself, hindi sin. So, where does sin come in? Sin came in nung yumaman siya. So, masama bang yumaman? O then, hindi yumaman, dumami ang kanyang kinita. Pero we found out, na habang tumataas ang kanyang demand, yung nagsusupply pala sa kanyang scooter ay sa pamamagitan ng illegal na paraan. So, may mga kakilala sa loob, kaya nabibigyan ng registration. And from there, his judgment was clouded by greed. He started justifying yung mali. Wala namang problema ron. Napabigyan naman ng papel. And, sin blinded him and prevented him to make wise decision. But praise God, he has repented and now serving the Lord at nagpapatuloy. Sin can prevent us from making godly decisions. Si Philip Jensen and Tony Payne sa kanilang libro na Guidance and the Voice of God ay nagbigay ng tatlong basic categories pagdating sa decision making. Baka maging helpful sa atin. At paano hinahamon ng kasalanan ang abilidad nating gumawa ng tamang desisyon? Unang-una, decisions of righteousness. Decisions of righteousness. Simply put, ano ibig sabihin niyan? Doing what God has told us to do and not doing what God has prohibited. Yun ang ibig sabihin ng decisions of righteousness. Kung gagawa tayo ng decision, ito ba ay tama sa harapan ng Diyos o pinagbabawal ng Diyos? Pag mali, then huwag mong gawin. Tapos. Straightforward. Kapag kalooban ng Panginoon, gawin mo. Tapos. Di ba? Ganun kasimple. Yan yung decisions of righteousness. Tama o kaaya-aya ba ito sa harapan ng Diyos? Kapag oo, gawin mo na. Kapag hindi, huwag mong gagawin. But of course, alam na alam po natin ito sa ating mga karanasan na kahit malinaw ang guidance ng Panginoon sa kanyang salita, we still disobey. We still sin. Dahil tayo ay likas na makasalanan, ginagawa natin ang black and white na gray. Malinaw eh. Black, white, hindi. Gray yan eh. Di ba? O kaya naman, nagre-rebelde na lang tayo at ginagawa natin yung white na talagang black. Because we believe in sin instead of God. Second, decisions of judgment. Decisions of judgment. Now, meron din naman mga decisions sa buhay natin na legitimately hindi black and white. Pero naman talagang decision na nasa gray areas. At dito, we exercise, kapag hindi clear sa Bible, kung tama at mali, dito, we exercise Christian liberty. Christian liberty. Magpo-fall ito sa prudence or wisdom. Kailangan natin mag-exercise ng sound judgment pagdating sa mga ganitong decision making. Ano yung mga decision making? Ano yung mga decision making? Saan ka titira? Sa Dera ba? O sa Jebel Ali? paano mo pag-aaralin ang iyong anak? Homeschool ba or regular school? For those who are entering uni life, what program are you planning to take sa university? Magpapatuloy ka ba magtrabaho sa Dubai o kukunin mo yung offer sa Fujairah, sa Ajman, sa Abu Dhabi o magdo-Dubai na lang ako? Tatanggapin ba ang offer letter galing mismo kay Damac or kay Imar? So, yun yung mga bagay na kung saan masasabi natin decisions on judgment. Hindi clear. Unless yung nature ng trabaho na yun ay immoral, that's black and white. You go back to number one. Decisions of righteousness, hindi ba? Pero pagdating sa mga areas na kung saan na hindi ganun ka-clear, prudence, Christian liberty. Ano pa? Bawal ba uminom ng alak o hindi? Claro sa Bible. So that you exercise Christian liberty. Okay? Third, decisions of trivial. Papansin nyo, primary, secondary, tertiary. Triviality. Decisions of triviality. May mga decision din tayo na ginagawa na hindi naman gaano kahalaga. O hindi gaano ganong kabigat. Hindi siya ganong equally yung weight kesa sa una o pangalawa. Kung anong susotin mo sa debu o berdeya ng nag-imbita sa'yo, anong klaseng herdo ang kailangan kong ipagawa sa aking buhok, magpapa-nail polish ba ako o yung French tips na lang? Di ba? Eh, yung mga ganon. Anong photo ang i-upload ko sa Facebook? Yung buo ba kami? Naka-side view ba ako? Yung kunyaring kunyaring hindi ako nakatingin? Mga ganong tipo ba? In other words, some decisions in life are less important. Hindi ko sinabing not important. Less important. Ito kasalanan natin. Ito problema natin. Because of indwelling sin that creeps in sa life natin, yung less important, ginagawa natin very important. At yung very important, ginagawa natin less important. Isn't that interesting? Evaluate yung pinagdidesidean mo ngayon bilang mag-asawa, a single person, o bilang pamilya. Masasabi ba natin po na ito ay decisions of trivial or decisions of righteousness? Baka naman ang decision of triviality, baka tinuturing natin parang decisions of righteousness. O kaya naman, yung decisions of judgment, wala naman klaro sinabi ng Bible, ginagawa mong righteousness. Hindi, mali yan, bawal yan. Teka, saan? Hindi, kasi kinalakayan ko, ganun eh. Kaya bawal. Diyan po pumapasok ang kasalanan natin, hindi po ba? So, malinaw na our wisdom is distorted by sin. Well, it's comforting to know that the Bible tells us that even though we're sinners, God truly does guide His people. Nag-guide pa rin ang Panginoon. Yan ang comfort po natin. Come on, maging totoo tayo. We're frustrated sa mga decisions ng asawa natin, di ba? May times na gano'n. We're frustrated sa mga kalakaran sa loob ng opisina na yung decision direction ng company. Kaya hindi na ako tatagal dito eh. We are frustrated sa mga ka-flatmates natin, hindi ba? Dahil hindi nagpa-flash. Tip-tip na bagay. Sige, triviality na siya, Pastor. Pero parang decisions of righteousness eh. But listen, we are marred by sin. And the Bible says, God will guide us. Proverbs 16:33. Ang sabi sa Proverbs 16:33, that the lot is cast, but every decision is from the Lord. Now, ano yung lot? Narinig nyo ba yung casting lots sa Bible? Now, casting lots ay isang method na ginagamit sa Bible, lalo na sa Old Testament, in terms of decision making. Kapag hindi na nila alam ang ginagawa, they cast lots. So, it's a decision making tool that they believe na ginagamit ng Panginoon para magbigay ng desisyon. So, ito ay para hindi bias. So, katumbas parang ito ng mga flipping of the coin. Pork chop ba? O ang palaya? Hindi na ata pinag-desisyon na yan. O okra? So, mag-flip ka ng coin. So, sa Bible times, they do that. So, yun ang tawag yung casting lots. It seems like very random, pero ang sinasabi ng Proverbs 16:33, even yung casting of lots is God's providential governance. Sovereign pa rin ang Panginoon. Philippians 4:19. It says, God promises to meet all our needs in Christ. That's a promise. Di ko alam po ano decision making. Trust in the Lord. Kaya sinabi ni Pastor Aaron Karina, He will provide our needs in according to His riches and glory. Matthew 10:30 tells us that He knows every hair on our head. Bilang na bilang niya yung hibla ng mga buhok natin sa ulo. What is this telling us? It's telling us that God is in control. May plano ang Panginoon sa bawat isa sa atin. And God cares about the even minute details ng ating buhay. He cares. And it's even more amazing when you consider how we are in respect to the vastness of creation. So again, nagre-refer ako sa book. Si James Petty, sa part ng kanyang libro, may binanggit siya na ang universe daw po natin ay 12 billion light years across. Ganon daw kalawak, ganon karami ang mga galaxies. Tapos to give us an idea kung gaano ka immeasurable ang galaxy, ang sinabi niya, lahat ng mga buhangin dito sa mundo nating planetang Earth, bawat butil nun ay isang galaxy. And we all know, ang isang galaxies are billions of stars in it. So, anong point niya? Let me quote him. And he made a very powerful point. Against the backdrop, one person's decision about mother's living situation, a job, a school, or a mate may seem incredibly insignificant outside the tiny temporary sphere of our self-centered existence. Why would God be concerned with such fleeting details anyway? Why would it matter at all since everyone and everything ends up dead? Are we just living in denial, ignoring all the evidence for the significance of our decisions? This passage reminds me of Proverbs, Psalm chapter 8, verse 4. What is man that you are mindful of him? And the son of man that you care for him? Mga kapatid, compared to the vastness of the universe, our size is totally insignificant. We are but less than a pinpoint sa galaxy. Yet, ang ating Diyos cares for us. He listens to your prayer requests. He is concerned kung anong kakainin natin. He knows if our hearts are broken. He knows if there's a loved one who is enduring pain physically. He knows na kung saan nagpecho dipiligra na tayo. That's how detailed God cares for you. Ang ating mga pananaw are marred by sin. Ngunit we serve a merciful, all-powerful God who knows everything about us, who has ordained every day of our lives, and will continue to guide us and provide for us according to the power of His will. This should be encouraging us. So, paano ba, Pastor? How does it work in decision making? Yes, praise God, He cares for me. He is sovereign in my fallenness. If we shouldn't normally expect God to speak audibly sa atin, and if we should not trust some of our basic instincts ng decision making dahil tayo ay makasalanan, then how should we make decisions bilang Kristiyano? Yun ang tanong nyo. All of that, from time na nagsimula ko, is setting us sa part na to. Okay? Meron 7 elements of biblical decision making. Galing pa rin ito kay James Petty. I hope these principles can be helpful sa atin as we make decisions or think about making decisions. Kasi the coming weeks, mas magiging detailed tayo. This is just an overview. Number one, think consecration. Ayos. Consecration, ano yun? Bigat ng decision making namin, pero ang bigat naman ng salita na yun. Pastor, paano, ano ibig sabihin nun? Well, maybe some passages can help us. Romans chapter 12, 1 and 2. Romans 12, 1 and 2. I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. Ang ibig sabihin po ng consecration is to dedicate, to offer, to lay aside, or to be set apart for God's use. Ito ang dapat ginagawa natin bilang Kristiyano. To offer our lives as living sacrifice. The Old Testament, they want dead sacrifices because it's a picture. It's a foreshadow ng gagawin ng Panginoon to die on the cross, to redeem people from their sins. But those who God redeemed through Christ are now to offer their lives as living sacrifice, hindi dead sacrifice. So, this means lahat kailangan natin i-offer ang ating talent, talents, mga talento, abilidad, ang ating money, possessions, jobs, our marriages, our parenting, our singleness, our influence, authority, our strengths, even our weaknesses, our intellects, our very lives to our sovereign God. At hindi natin ginagawa ito to win God's favor, but as an overflowing response to His merciful love sa atin when Christ gave His life for us. We offer our lives as a living sacrifice, as a posture of our gratitude and worship to our redeeming God. We want to be transformed into Christ's image, not transform into the image of this world. Ang sabi ng verse 2 ng passage ng Romans chapter 12, only then will we be able to test and approve what God's will is. Doon pa lang natin malalaman. We turn from the world and its desires. We turn to ourselves and our desires. And we lay our lives, everything sa ating Panginoon. Jesus succinctly put this in Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. And I think some of you who I favorite itong verse na to. Matthew 6, 33. But seek first the kingdom of God and all these things, and His righteousness, and all these things shall be given to you as well. Seeking God's guidance is not about using Him to attain our own personal view of success. Sige, I will seek God's will para maging successful ako. Hindi po. We consecrate, dedicate, offer our decisions to Him, and our number one decision in every decision making na gagawin natin is this: to love God and enjoy Him forever. Kung meron man tayo ipaprioritize sa decision-making natin, is this, to love God, serve Him, and enjoy Him. So, anong itsura ng desisyon na malapit mo nang kunin ngayong oras na to? Does it express loving God, serving God, enjoying God? Is it? Sa mga darating na sessions, titingnan natin ito na mas malalim at mas praktikal. At kung ano itsura ng God-centered, God-sized context for seeking guidance. Pero that is consecration. It boils down to worship. Your decision-making should be worshipful. It should be centered in Christ. It should be enjoying Christ. So, I want to pull a handbrake sa inyo kung kayo ay nagdi- and I don't know every issues and natin nangyayari sa life nyo. This is one way of me pulling yung handbrake by saying, is this pleasing sa Panginoon itong decision mo? Is this worshiping our God? Consecration. Hindi lang decision making. Every ounce of our lives should be offered to God. Number two. Now we come to the practical side. We have foundation natin is worship and glorifying God. Yun ang motive, yun ang purpose, yun ang calling ng Kristiyano. Second is information. Information. The next step to gather information in term pagdating sa decision making. So very practical. Ang pinakamahalagang impormasyon na pwede nating mag-gather ay ang kasagutan sa simpleng tanong na ito. Ano yung tanong? Is the decision I'm about to make prohibited by God? Balik ulit tayo sa una. Yung ba decision na gagawin ko ay pinagbabawal sa salita ng Diyos? Kung oo, din alam na natin ang sagot. Pero we all know na hindi sa lahat ng mga decision making natin ay oo ang sagot. Kadalasan ang sagot ay hindi. Hindi siya sa masama sa harapan ng Diyos. Pwedeng kaliwa at kanan ng desisyon. Pwede yung ngayon at saka yung bukas. So, pwede. So, alin dito sa dalawa, Pastor? Yun ang tanong, di ba? Ang pagkakasala ko ba ay, yung mga desisyon ba, na, ang pagkakasalan ko ba ay si Luningning o si Dalisay? Sino sa dalawa? Para namang Christian. Am I taking a business program in college or a engineering program sa university? Tatanggapin ko ba ang trabaho na to o hindi? So these are decision making na napakahirap, hindi ba? Every day yan. Every day. Minsan nagtatanungan tayo mag-asawa, anong kakain mo? Doon pa minsan nag-aaway. Nagtanong lang ko, ano nga, hindi, dito tayo, hindi, kakain natin, hindi, kakain, hindi, wala nang kakain. Manigas ka dyan. Yun ang desisyon. Balik tayo nga sa consecration, yan ba ay worshipful sa Panginoon? Proverbs 18:17 teaches us the importance of gathering information pagdating sa decision making. Sabi dyan, the first to present his case seems right till another comes forward and questions him. Nasa NIV po yun. So, Paul encouraged us sa Romans 12:3 to gather information on ourselves. Kailangan arali natin. Kailangan mag-gather tayo ng information. Bago tayo lumapit sa mga tao, pagtatanong natin, you've done your part in making that decision at may tension na sa isip mo. So once na humingi ka ng payo, Pastor, eto na yung naisip ko. Kapatid, eto na yung mga... Pero alin ba? Hindi yung lalapit tayo, ano ba will ni Lord sa buhay ko? Abay, madami. Anong baron? Ano bang will ang hinahanap mo? So you have to do your part. Research. Gather that enough information. Inform your decision making. Sabi dyan sa Romans 12 verse 3, for by grace given to me, I say to everyone among you not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think with sober judgment. Sound judgment, each according to the measure of faith that God assigned. God's normal means of guidance is the wisdom that He gives us. Diba? Yan ang sinabi natin kanina. And part of that wisdom is collecting information para sa ating decision making. Kasi importante po yan sa decision making is collecting information. Third, so after gathering information, we now do go to the third part, which is supplication or prayer. Hindi po hihinto sa pag-gather ng information para tayo makagawa ng wise and godly decision. Hindi po. We are finite beings. Tayo po ay totally dependent sa ating Panginoon. So the next step really, which is yung next step na ito, is dapat nangyayari daily, kasi daily tayo nagme-make ng decisions, is to pray. Pray. Prayer reminds us that we are not God. Prayer reminds us that we are limited. Prayer reminds us that there is a Creator. Naniniwala tayo na God is in control of all things, hindi po ba? We believe that. So we must ask God for guidance. Ask God for guidance. Scripture provides specific examples of this. Psalm 25 verse 5. Psalm 25 verse 5, lead me in your truth and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation, for I wait all day long. Luke 11:13. If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask? And we seek the guidance of the Holy Spirit. May malaking decision ba kayo na planong gawin bilang pamilya? Are you praying about it? And if you are praying about it, how are you praying about it? Let me give you some practical applications, which answers the question, what should we pray for and how should we pray? Number one, bullet points lang. If you're going to pray, kung ano sa decision-making nyo, then pray for wisdom. Pray for wisdom. James chapter 3, my wife was doing a devotional sa aming dalawa and ito yung binigay niya, James chapter 3, verse 17. But the wisdom from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, open to reason, full of mercy, and good fruits, impartial and sincere. Yun ang wisdom that comes from God. James chapter 3, verse 17. So you pray for the Lord's wisdom. Of course, through the Word. Second, reveal sin in my heart, Lord. Pray niyo po yan. Kasi sometimes sa sobrang anxious na tayo sa ating decision-making dilemma, sometimes we're blinded by so much anxiety, too much concerns na hindi na natin alam kung ano ba minsan ang kaliwat-kanan natin. That's true. So, minsan, yung tunog ng prayer natin really is kasalanan na. That's why maganda na mag-pray kayo mag-asawa, pray kayo as a family, pray with other brothers and sisters across so that we can hear each other's prayers and even correct yung prayers na yun. Kasi sometimes, when we are in pain, we have a tendency to pray sinful things. So pray, Lord, am I sinning na ba sa mga plano kong gawin na desisyon? Lord, magkakasala ba ako ng tuluyan pag nangyari ito? Lord, magkakasala ba ako pag wala akong ginawa patungkol dito? Lord, mali na ba itong prayer ko? So pray for wisdom. Ask God to reveal sin in our hearts. And third, sanctify. Ask the Lord to sanctify our desires. Baka nagro-wrong motive na po tayo. So that is supplication. You pray. Fourth, consultation. Consultation. The Bible tells us to seek advice from others. Yes, kailangan natin na, first of all, iset yung foundation natin that all of what we're going to do is for the glory of Christ. Great. Now for the decision making, I'll gather the information needed. I need to pray and ask the Lord's wisdom and strength. Now we come also, yung means ng grace ng Panginoon to provide wisdom sa ating decision-making is consultation. Sa Tagalog po is sumasangguni. Sumangguni. Proverbs 12:15, the way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but wise man and woman listens to advice. That's Proverbs 12:15. Proverbs 13, verse 10, pride only breeds quarrels, but wisdom is found in those who take advice. Proverbs 15:22. Without counsel, plans fail, but with many advisors, they succeed. That's Proverbs 15:22. Now, asking for counsel from others, may isang requirement po yan. Pag tayo hihingi, tayo sasangguni. Pag tayo hihingi ng advice. Pag tayo po hihingi ng tulong. May isang requirement po yan. At ang requirement po rito is humility. Humility. Kasi unang-una sa lahat, hindi ka sasangguni kung hindi tayo nasimulan ng pag-humble ng Panginoon sa atin. But if we are to ask advice, kailangan may humility. Kailangan natin ng humility para manghingi ng advice. At kailangan din natin ng humility pakinggan yung advice na yun. That's another level ng humility rin. Humingi ka na ng advice, pero hindi mo naman pinakinggan. Di ba? So sometimes, pride kicks in kapag tayo ni-rebuke and kinorek. pag binigyan tayo, when we say na ikaw ay nalalagay sa alangan, and sometimes there's pa diya, baka pumunta rito, na mauna na ako. O sige, 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 ala, lago naman, lagi, ako naman lagi mali. Hindi yung ganon, hindi dapat pride yun. Okay? We need humility to listen to advice when it goes, especially when yung counsel goes against sa gusto natin madinig. Ingat po tayo sa mga nilalapitan natin tao para sa advice. Bakit? Kasi baka yung hinihingi mo ng payo is yung mga tao na alam na icha-champion ka. Mga tao na kung saan sasabihin lahat ng maganda pero hindi totoo. And we become intoxicated by people's flattery. We'll talk much more about seeking counsel towards the end ng ano na to, study series. Pero quick advice para sa atin. Itong advice na ito ay application din. Unang tanong, sino ang kailangan kong tanungin? Yan ang magandang tanong, di ba? Sige, pastor, tama ka dyan. At kailangan ko tanungin ng advice. Sino ang kailangan kong tanungin? That's the first question. Well, ask any mature Christian sa Crossroads na kung saan kilala mo at kilala ka niya, and this person loves you. Maybe ito yung person na ito na ayaw mo lapitan dahil lagi nagsasabi ng totoo. Maybe kailangan mo siyang lapitan. Second, you can also ask the pastors or elders from Crossroads, Bible study leaders. Pastor, eh, ang problema rito is wala akong ganun ka-close na tao sa Crossroads. Ano yun? Wala akong kakilala masyado. Then build relationships sa Crossroads. Build, develop relationships around you. It is through relationships makikita mo yung flaws mo. It is through the context of relationships we will know our weaknesses. And if these people love us, they will love us well enough to tell us na huwag ka magpatuloy ng ganyan. Once you build relationships sa ibang mga kapatiran, you will grow to know more about them and they will know who you are and provide you a good and faithful counsel. Do you have friends at church that you allow to be brutally honest sa inyo? Or baka doon tayo pumupunta sa mga nambobola sa atin? Kasi gustong-gusto natin yun eh. Minsan, we suggest to open that conversation. Parang, nahirapan nga ako gawin yun, pero na kaya, alam mo, brado mo, galing mo nga eh. Yun na. So, be careful na lagi tayong humihingi ng mga unsolicited advice na magaganda patungkol sa sarili natin. Kasi it's not good for the heart. It's really not good for the heart. You want friends who are sometimes, nalagyan ko naman na sometimes, sometimes brutally honest sa inyo. Naman palagi. Hindi rin maganda sa heart yun. Ask your pastors and assume that the quality of advice you will receive is probably somewhat proportional sa quality ng relationship na meron ka. Meron siya sa iyo. Okay? So yun ang unang tanong. Is sino ang kailangan kong tanungin? Mature believers, ministry people, elders. Kung walang relationship, build those. Don't stick with people who always cheerleader nyo. Okay? Although, we need those people sometimes. Okay? We need people who will encourage us too. But not clutter us. Next question. Eh, ang humingi ng payo sa mga non-Christians, okay lang ba? Medyo ang gandang tanong yan. Baka, hindi, pastor, lahat ng tinatanong ko, Christian. Oh, praise God. So, ibig sabihin, hindi na natin pwedeng tanongan yung mga non-Christian. Ano sagot mo ron, pastor? Ba't hindi ko kayo tanongin? Mali mo magtanong ng payo sa non-Christian? No. Kasi kailangan yung paliwanag pag mag-know kayo. Depende. Bakit depende, Paul?
Kung technical na...
Paul, kung marimig nila ito.
Para sa akin, kung technical na tungkol sa hindi kasalanan, halimbawa, in general, sa buhay, kaya tayo kumonsulta sa hindi Christian, but when it comes to spirituality, what we need is to seek more guidance sa mga kagaya na sinabi yung mga elders.
Very good. Anyone else? Sino magdagdag? Si Brother Carlos.
Para Carlos, o napasubo ka lang ni ano, pasal eh. Kasi eh, Brother Milpe.
Pwede ang sagot.
Pwede ano?
Yung
humingi ng advice sa non-drinker.
Kaya sinabi ni Propon, spirituality hindi kasi hindi Christian. So, alright, spirituality mo. Doktor, may sakit tayo.
Aba, mahirap naman ano. Kailangan ng operahan. Christian ba kayo, Dok?
Modos na yan, Christian yung doktor.
Diba? Pakarjak na wag lang sa non-believer.
I mean, I know it sounds dumb, but sometimes we act that way, hindi ba? Anyone else? Really sharp brothers. Meron ba ito? Okay, I think clear naman nila na ano. God made even non-Christians to be in His image. Okay? Ultimo, hindi siya Kristiyano. He's created, she's created in the image of God. So, minsan may mga counsel sila na may wisdom. May mga counsel din ng wisdom. Pero syempre, kagaya ng sinabi ni Brother Boyd, ni Brother Milfred, depende ito sa anong inihingi mong payo. Depende sa inihingi mong payo. Pakinggan natin ang kanilang payo and even consider it kung sound. Makakatulong din naman ito, maunawaan natin ang kanilang worldview. Di ba? Tapos, i-filter natin yung kanilang counsel or yung kanilang advice through the lenses of God's word. Okay? I had an opportunity to have a conversation with a really non-Christian friend who attended church. This was years back. Hindi sa Dubai. And he gave really a sharp observation about our church na kung saan I find it wisdom from the Lord. Sinabi niya, alam mo yung church niya okay sana eh. This was Philippines time, no? Problema lang, hindi ko maintindihan yung mga pinagsasabi na nagpipreach dahil napakalalim. Napakalalim ng mga theological words. Meditating on that, we pray that we would grow in that as Crossroads. No. Pero that's wisdom. That's wisdom. But also, that's him being rebellious. Okay? Kasi nga, he doesn't find anything good galing sa salita ng Diyos. Pero that's wisdom. So, kailangan namin mag-adjust during that time. So, hindi ibig sabihin na non-believer, wala siyang sound wisdom. Especially kung expertise na ito. Especially if that person is your father. Is your mother. Is someone who is older than you are, who cared for you. And sometimes, lalo na si lolo at lola, na alam natin hindi Christian, and they try to provide counsel, we immediately stop them. Listen. It's loving to listen. No? But also, we should see kung ito'y sound. So, humingi ba na mas baba humingi na para sa non-Christians? Depende. Kaya ang sinabi ni Juan. Five. We're almost done. Meditation. Joshua 1:8. Do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night so that you may be careful to do whatever written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Pag sinasabi po natin meditating, we're not talking about some type of Eastern meditation technique. Okay, na napapanood natin na kung saan we sit in a certain posture, na kung saan we close our eyes, we relax our facial muscles, and we hum. Minsan may mga ganun-ganun pa yung paa na ka. Okay? Na kung saan you start emptying your mind. Tapos may maririnig ka na parang waterfalls. Chirping ng mga ibon. Ay. That's not biblical meditation. Biblical meditation is not emptying our minds. It's filling our minds with God's Word. Hindi emptying. Now, this takes intense discipline on our parts. Kasi we are people who are quickly distracted. Pag sa start ka ng devotional, okay, kukunin mo yung Bible mo. Teka, lagay ko lang muna yung baso dito. Ay, teka, medyo maduma, pupunasan ko muna. Pupunas ka. You know what? Magkakape. Dadali ko para habang nagkakape ako, nagde-devotion. And from there, isang oras na, hindi ka parang kapagsisimula. Tapos, ay, naku, late na ako, Lord. Sorry, ah. So, but hindi lang physical or external distractions, even internal distractions. Where we allow yung mga voices within our hearts, yung concerns and anger and bitterness, sometimes yung mga sumisigaw sa ating puso that allows us to be distracted and even interprets scripture na hindi naman dapat. Barito yan. Kailangan, maghahanap ako. Medyo malungkot ako ngayon eh. Tayo, sige, kung ano Lord, kung ano yung lumabas dito, ito yung gusto mo sabihin sa akin. Pagsak ng ball pa yung paglabas and Judas hung himself. Hindi pwede yun. That's not how you read the Bible. That's not how you meditate. No? It takes intense discipline. This is deep, active pondering of God's Word. What, who He is and what He has done in light of the truth of nabasa natin. But it doesn't stop in the head. Meditating on God's Word is not an intellectual exercise. The goal is for it to travel down the heart where the affections are stirred for Christ. Where we beheld His beauty, His majesty, His grandeur. Na kung saan you will just pause and worship. That's meditating, thinking about God's Word. Biblical meditation is nothing more than the process of thoughtfully and deliberately applying God's Word to our lives. Now, after meditating God's Word, you now think about yung situation mo. Meditation may come in the form of journaling, minsan extended prayer. It's helpful na kung saan, minsan kung magme-meditate kayo ng salita ng Diyos, is bawasan nyo lahat yung external distractions. I know some people gigising ng 5 a.m. Iba naman matutulog ng 1 p.m. Doon sila magbawas kasi wala ng tao. Especially yung mga setting natin dito sa Dubai, di ba? Sharing, minsan masikip, minsan... Eh paano pastor, kung nagbibidyoke, alas 4 na nagbibidyoke pa rin yung kasharing ko, then matutulog din yan. But there's no one way. Find that time, find that spot, find that place, that Bethel, the place of God where you encountered Him through His Word. Find that place, meditate. If we are the believer na nagsasabing, I'm seeking God's will and seeking God's will, well, you should know God's Word. If you want to know God's will, you have to open God's Word. Meditate. Now, dalawang warning pagdating po sa meditations. Unang-una, okay, may problema if we keep avoiding meditation sa salita ng Diyos. May problema po rin. Bakit? Kasi avoiding meditation can lead to haste in decision making. Kapag nag-a-avoid tayo, nag-meditate ng salita ng Diyos, ang magiging resulta dyan, magmamadali tayo mag-desisyon. Sometimes there is wisdom in delays in decision making. And meditating not only gives us insight into God's Word, but it also providentially slows us down in our rush to make a decision. Minsan tayo yung mabilis mag-desisyon eh. Mabilis mag-desisyon dahil sa bugso ng ating damdamin. Galit ako, ito ang desisyon. Masaya ako, ito ang desisyon. Excited ako, ito ang desisyon. Malungkot ako, ito ang desisyon. Minsan hindi kailangan dapat desisyonan. Kailangan ng pause, kailangan ng meditation. Dapat gumawa ng desisyon at sinasabi natin ay ipag-pray muna natin. Meditate. So yun yung isang danger. If hindi pwede yung mahirap na kung yung basihan ng ating desisyon ay kutob. Alam niyo yung kutob? Kinukutuban ako, dapat ito tayo. Bilihin na natin. Mag-invest na tayo. Ha? Gawin na natin ito. Umuwi na tayo. Bumalik na tayo. So, kailangan hindi ho dapat sa galit. Minsan, pag, hindi kasi kailangan. Minsan, kailangan natin i-pause. Ano ba ang ibig sabihin ng kailangan? Kasi, as we evaluate and meditate, babalik tayo sa number one, consecration. Everything sa life ko should be honoring and pleasing to God. Now, kung ito'y bugso ng ating damdamin, huwag muna kayong mag-desisyon. Emotions quickly changes. Pero yung decision na ginawa natin in that heightened emotions does not. especially harmful, harsh spoken words. So there is a danger in avoiding meditation. Second warning, we can also get stuck, eto na yung coach ko, in meditation. May reason kung bakit ako may ganun. May danger rin also in getting stuck o nahinto na tayo sa meditation. Okay? Let me explain. Maybe some of us na matagal na dapat gumawa ng desisyon ay hindi pa nagde-desisyon. Di ba? At sinasabi natin palagi is, ano ba desisyon mo? Pinagpe-pray ko pa. Eh dapat last month mo pa pinag-desisyon na niya, kaya putol lang kuryente niyo. May mga desisyon po mga kapatid na kailangan na natin gawin. And I'm not saying that not uninformed decision making, but informed decision making. Saturated it by the word. Sought counsel na kailangan mo na mag-desisyon. Pastor, pinagpe-pray ko pa, pero ang totoo niyan, ang tunay na dahilan is fear of making a decision. So we procrastinate. Ipamamaya ko na lang. Interesting. Hindi dapat tayo takot gumawa ng desisyon. Especially it is God who we represent in our decision making. Kailangan ba? All the more. Now, hindi porque sinasabi natin pinagpe-pray natin, baka matagal na yan, baka excuse na lang natin yung pinagpe-pray natin yan. Tsaka na, pinagpe-pray ko pa, napaka-spiritual. Pero ang totoo niyan, dapat dati mo pa ginawa. Kaya mainit na huli ng asawa mo eh. Kaya yung anak mo na nagagaya na rin eh. Kaya minsan, hindi rin tayo umuusad eh sa mga kailangan mangyari na maganda sa buhay natin. Kaya minsan, hindi rin tayo lumalago spiritually. Tsaka na ako mag-church pag okay na ako. Ay, hindi mangyayari yun. Wala ka sa church. That's how we grow. Tsaka na siguro kapag, and then we have these conditions. So, if we don't make decision, then we go to number 6. Decision! Okay? Just do something. Decision. Huwag na mag-procrastinate. There's a time to pray. Tama po yan. A time to consult. Tama yan. A time to gather information. But there is also a time to decide. Ano ba talaga? Atras mo ng konti, kapatid. Decisions pa lang tayo. Minsan may mga sitwasyon na kailangan na natin mag-decision kasi it is forced upon us. Because may deadline tayo. Because may urgency. Because minsan may malalaking desisyon na dapat gawin na natin kahit kaunti lang ang ating information or kaunti lang yung ating oras. Kung yun lang ang pinrovide ng ating sovereign Lord, then make a decision out of faith. There are times na we just need to decide and get on with living our Christian lives and sa decision na yan, trust the Lord. Pag ganito ang sitwasyon, kailangan po natin tandaan that our decision making, well meditated man to o hindi, is still under the sovereign goodness of our God. Maybe you're sitting here tonight and you are saying, marami akong nagawang maling decision. Pastor. Well, God is using that for your good. God use our wrong. Of course, we need to repent if it's sin. And to mortify sin, kill sin. Listen, kahit sa mga sablay na desisyon natin, God is using it to spiritually grow and mature us. And sometimes we simply need to make a decision to the best of our abilities and trust Him for the results. At ang resulta ng desisyon na ating ginawa, maaaring mali man ito o hindi, is for our good. Ginagamit po ng Panginoon to. And He will use difficulty of the decision for His glory. Mayroon akong t-shirt before galing sa Nike eh. And ang sa mga slogan ng Nike is, just do it. Just do it. Pastore, tsaka na kapag ready na ako, kakausapin ko niyang kapatiran na, just do it. 2 years na. Pastore, hihinto ko tong bisyo ko anytime, kaya ko. 12 anos pa lang, nagsimula ka na hanggang ngayon, nag-ano ka pa lang, 50 ka na. Just do it. What decision making do need to happen? Do we need to do it now? Just do it. Parang yung libro ni Kevin DeYoung. Just do something. Huwag tayong maging passive. A strong trust in God's power and goodness should free us to make decisions without regrets or anxieties. As Christians, every decision we make, whether good or bad, is in the hand of an all-powerful God who loves us, who knows the future, alam niya yung future mo, and who is using the future to create for us a paradise na hindi pa natin nakikita. Boldness and confidence should be the mark of godly decision making. Kasi you're stepping out of faith. Step out of faith. Practically, how do we make decisions? I think you go through that. Sulat ninyo. Write down what we have learned through those step process. Ano yung mga information na kailangan ilagay? Ask for yourself, ito ba'y kasalanan? Is this a good use of my time? Is this sinful? Ano ang pros and cons? Ask brother pastors or brothers and sisters. Ano sa palagay ninyo? And then pray. And if kailangan lang gumawa ng decision, make that decision. Huwag din po tayo masyadong umaasa sa decision ng ibang tao. Hindi kasi hinihintay ko si mami mag-decide. Hinihintay ko si ate mag-decide. Hinihintay ko si misis mag-decide sa anak ko. Teka na, misis ang mag-decide. Okay, may mga decision making si misis. Minsan nakaya sound and kailangan natin pakinggan. Pero God has given you His Word. He has given you His Spirit. Make that decision. Take that step of faith. If you're married, I'm married. I don't just make decisions because I've learned the hard way. Daddy. Hindi lang yun, it's because we are now one. Konsultahin niyo ang asawa ninyo. Ako nga pala, nagpadala ako ng pera. Magkano 100,000 lang naman. Pero okay lang yun. Babalik naman yun. Siksikliglig. Ba't hindi mo sinabi sa akin? Kailangan niyo mag-usap. Talk about it. Number 7 and last. Expectation. After going through all the steps, you made that decision. We now await for the results. Hindi ba? We want the results. Babalik tayo ngayon sa consecration. So ano ang dapat natin i-expect sa ating mga decision making? Kapag ba gumawa, ginawa natin lahat ng mga steps na ito, yung decision making na ito, mukha naman sound, will everything turn out the way we planned? Well, hopefully. Pero totoo niyan, is hindi. There's no guarantee na mangyayari yan. And sometimes we ask ourselves, bakit hindi natuloy? Ginagawa ko naman lahat, pinipray naman namin ito. Hindi natin hawak eh. Ang Diyos ang may hawak ng resulta. Hindi tayo. We need to trust that God is good. Even though He tells us, hindi ka nagagaling. Even though He tells us na you need to suffer longer sa relationship na ito. We need to trust Him. Ang worldly decision making ay laging obsessed sa favorable outcome. Obsessed. Kasi ito ang magpapasaya sa akin. Kasi ito ang magpapagaan sa buhay ko. Kasi ito ang paraan para maging successful ako. Obsessed with success. Pero ang biblical decision making is obsessed with faithfulness. In light of eternity, we should ask the question kung ang decision ba na ginagawa natin show that we were faithful stewards ng time, money, at relationships na pinagkatiwala ng Panginoon sa atin. Yun ang tanong. Lord, have I been faithful? Let us not be anxious decision makers na laging may doubts at regrets. Instead, let us be resentful. Restful decision makers. No, resentful decision makers. Although may ganun. But restful decision makers. A restful decision maker places his or her confidence on God's sovereign goodness. Diba ang sarap? Lord, hindi mo man ibigay, magtitiwala ako sa iyo. Lord, magpatuloy itong paghihirap na ito. Kung ito ang sagot mo, magtitiwala ako. Mag-iintay ako. Mag-iintay ako sa kalooban. Kung ito na ang kalooban mo, Lord, come Lord Jesus. Magpapagamit ako sa time ng suffering and weakness. Consecration. Being a restful decision maker is founded on the promise of Romans 8:28. Who can recite to me Romans 8:28? Magtatawag na ako.
So like Romans 8:28.
Ikaw yung nagtatanong ako. Uy, sige. Sino gusto mag-recite ng Romans 8:28? Okay. May mga matatapong na nakatingin sa akin. Parang initially. Tawagin mo. Tawagin mo. Sino pwede? Anyone? And we know? Ah, meron. Sige, sina. Milford, so mag-try? Tayo ka. Harap ka sa audience.
Talaga mas. For we know all things work together for good to those who love God.
Praise God. One more. Babae naman. Thank you, Milford. Tama yun. One more. Babae, anyone? Romans 8:28. Kasi kung meron man kayo may iwan sa puso nyo, yun yung verse na yun. Anyone? Sige, Ate Chi, I see that eyebrow. Romans 8:28. Page 53. And we know
that all things work out together for our good to them who trust the Lord and are
praise God. All things work together for good to those who love God, those who are called according to His purposes. The Bible did not say na dahil sa malakas ang faith natin sa Kanya, every decision we make will work out as we hope. Hindi yun ang sinabi. It says that God works all things together for our good. So we make decisions boldly and we trust for that rest. The God for the rest. At dahil dito, we have peace in our decision making. Kapatid, iuwi niyo yan. I-marinate niyo yan sa puso niyo. All things work together for good. He is a good God and He knows how to give good things sa ating mga anak niya. Including those experiences, decision makings, mga hindi natin na pag-decide, lahat yung ginagamit na yon ng Panginoon for our good. And this room, this church, including your pastors, had made so much wrong decisions. And the reason why we're serving is a very evidence niya ng grace ng Panginoon. So we make decisions out of these. So sa darating na 6 weeks, aaralin natin ang theology at application naman ng napag-usapan natin ngayon. So next week, ang titingnan naman natin ay ang sovereignty ng Panginoon in decision making. So, I made a wrong choice. So, I made a good choice. So, paano masasabi na God is in control? So, before we end in prayer, may questions po ba? Any questions? Since class ito.